Spend your afternoon
with Relebogile Mabota
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
8 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're going to chat about olive oil myths being debunked, separating fact from fiction, with commercial director of soil being Southern Oil, Mornay Boetes joins us. We take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Mornay, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
I am very excited about this olive oil conversation because there are so many myths that I'm not clear on. So before we jump into all your experience with olive oil, is it true that olive oil is actually not meant to be cooked with? It's actually meant to like drizzle on your salads, like you shouldn't even be using it to cook.
No, that's not 100% true. So let's start there.
I think the
main thing is olive oil is actually a very multi-purpose type of product. So the myth that you can't use it for cooking is not 100% true. I think where it more stems from is that generally you don't deep fry with olive oil purely out of a cost perspective. I think there's better applications to use deep frying with, but sauteing, using it as a base in dressings, using it in pan frying, all that is you can use olive oil for.
So chat to us then about just in terms of the typical myths that we hear about olive oil.
So I think the first would be, like I mentioned, that you can't fry with olive oil. So the frying point where olive oil starts breaking down is slightly lower than, for example, canola or sunflower. But generally, you don't fry to that temperature level. You would use it in more basic techniques like sautéing, like I mentioned. And I think that's probably the biggest myth. The myths are that olive oil only be used in dressings. So it's a good base, and it's very healthy for that. But you can use it as a normal cooking oil application.
Which are the other typical myths or maybe interesting facts that people are not aware of, like maybe nutritional value around olive oil?
I think the most important is probably that olive oil is the highest oil with monounsaturated fat. So that is the fats, the good fats, if you can put it that way, that actually reduces your bad cholesterol, and it also lowers heart risk. So that's probably one of the biggest health benefits of the product. That, along with the antioxidants that the product naturally carries, assist your body and assist your cells' generation and growth. And those aspects, along with the fact that it actually assists digestion as well. That's why, if you really want to have a healthy living, instead of drinking all the pharmaceuticals, take a teaspoon of olive oil in the morning.
Is there a concern at all with regards to olive oil production and what we have access to? And is there a possibility that we're going to see the price going up at any point?
Yes, I think we're already at the height, because the biggest, South Africa firstly is a net importer of olive oil. So we don't carry sufficient stock in South Africa. And your biggest regions of production is generally in the Mediterranean and Northern African region. So Spain, Greece, that Tunisia, that band. And there's been quite significant droughts in the last 2-3 years, which means the world supply on olive oil is fairly under pressure, and that automatically pushed through pricing. I think you have seen already from last year where pricing increased on shelf, And the local producers have kept the prices fairly competitive.
Mm.
However, imported olive oil is going to be very high on shelf in the next 6 months.
So talk to us about extra virgin plus the difference between normal virgin, pure, and then obviously you get the type that are sort of mixed or blends.
Yeah, so firstly, extra virgin olive oil refers to it's the first press of the olive. So as soon as you get the olive, there's different techniques, but the one is you create a mash and then you press the oil out of that mash. And the oil that comes out first is extra virgin. If you now take what is left and put it through another process, then you get just normal olive oil. So extra virgin is just, it's the first press of olives, so it has all the nutrients and everything that's good with that. A blend, as with African Gold, so what we do is African Gold started off with, in the Western Cape, you've got a lot of small farmers that only have 5 or 10,000 liters of oil. And it's not sufficient enough to actually go to trade and market it. So Southern Oil is an agricultural-based company. So what we did is we went into the market and told the farmers, listen, whatever you have, we will buy. And you can focus on farming so that we actually give them a route to market where in the past they didn't have it. What we then do is then we have testing trials of tasting the olives and checking the parameters of the specs to ensure it adheres to certain levels, and then we decide where it goes. The one brand that's focused, that has the premium product, is African Gold, and we actually take a blend of different extra virgin olive oils. If you think about it, it's almost like a wine. You've got different varieties of wine. You've got Merlot, Shiraz, and then you've got a blend. So this actually takes the best of both worlds and gives the consumer a specific palate to use.
Thank you so much for all of this information. If we want to know more about olive oil, which website should we visit?
You can go on to africangoldoil.co.za.
africangoldoil.co.za. You heard it from the man himself. You can use olive oil for not just salad dressings, but you can also pan fry with it and use it for other types of cooking. Head over to their website, africangoldoil.co.za.